every time you're losing out on, talent, you have to restart the hiring process. And I've said it before, every time you restart the hiring process, it's going to cost you money.
Welcome to Hire Breakthrough, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs like you take the breakdown out of their hiring breakthrough. If you're a founder who is ready to take back control and build your A-team without the overwhelm, you are in the right place. Your host, Kimon Napier, is a hiring strategist, speaker, consultant, and CEO of Hire Breakthrough. We're on a mission to help founders like you connect with the right talent to scale higher. Your time is way too valuable to stay stuck, and we want to show you how to stop chasing unicorns, take an intentional approach to your talent strategy, so you can make your next right hire. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Hire Breakthrough Podcast. My name is Kimon Napier, aka The Hiring Strategist. And today I'm going to be talking about the three reasons why you're losing out on the top talent in your business, in your company. And we're going to address some things in order to get you back on track. So I think right now, with things that are going on, particularly a pandemic, people are worried about the great resignation. Founders and startups, they're really worried because they're losing out on a lot of their top talented individuals. Another sector that I see that is really suffering when they're losing out on top talent is government agencies in particular, because you have things like a civil service exam and the whole nine yards, and you have to take the exam in order to get certain positions. So what's happening is that there's a large gap in information knowledge between people that have the role. So if somebody's retired, usually there's no one available that has the skills that that individual has in order to step into that role. And it's causing government agencies and other types of companies to really be in a panic because they're losing out on a lot of their top talent. What I want to also share is that you want to be thinking constantly about retaining your employees. I say this all the time, but it's really crucial to the future of your business and your company, because every time you're losing out on, talent, you have to restart the hiring process. And I've said it before, every time you restart the hiring process, it's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you money in terms of the time you need to spend on it, the time you need to spend on somebody else doing it. So it'll cost you all around the board. And then you have to go through onboarding and training all over again. So you want to think about ideas and ways that you can retain your top talent, because if you're able to retain them, you're able to reap the benefits of all the information and knowledge that this person has, because they're utilizing all their knowledge in your company and you don't want to lose out on that. So let's just jump into the three reasons why you're losing out on top talent. So number one, you don't have an effective hiring process in place. So this is a big reason why you're losing out on top talent, particularly if you are trying to recruit top talent. So I hear from people all the time, the great resignation is in effect. I can't seem to find quality candidates for the roles that I'm having. And I want to just share with you that that is a myth. That is a myth. The problem is that when people think about hiring and recruiting, they think about posting a job on Indeed, posting a job on like monster.com and expecting quality candidates to flow in. Well, guess what? The candidates that are of quality and the top talent, they're not necessarily hanging out on Indeed and hanging out on monster.com for the most part. You have to actively go out and seek talent. And remember, in your business, you should always be recruiting all the time, because you should always be looking for the next person that you want to have in your company, which is why it is such a crucial role to have in your business. So particularly for the individuals who are hiring, they keep saying to themselves they can't find top talent. This is why I always talk about you can't half-ass the recruitment process. You need to have a dedicated step-by-step process for you to be tracking metrics, for you to be seeing, is your process even working? Are you following up with candidates? Are you getting back to them in ample time? You know, I had a conversation with somebody recently who was really complaining about this. And when I've asked her, well, how long did it take you to get back to respond to candidates and get back to them? And after asking her a couple of questions, the entire life cycle of her recruitment process was about 4 to 5 months. We are in a world right now. We are in a space right now where there are so many jobs out here, more so than the top talent that you're seeking. And what that means is that it is a market for candidates. They are on to the next thing and they're looking for the next thing. No one is going to be sitting here and waiting for your company to get its ish together and recruit them. So if they're not hearing back from you, they're applying to other jobs because there's so many of them out there. So you need to make sure that you have a process in place from start to finish that is quick, that is efficient, and that is really going to get the job done. And if it's not working, you need to reevaluate that process. And guess what? You're on the Hire Breakthrough podcast. This is what my team and I do at Hire Breakthrough. So if you're suffering from this, feel free to contact us so we can help you ASAP.
If you haven't checked out the Hire Breakthrough Calculator yet, what are you waiting for? The Hire Breakthrough Calculator is a simplified tool allowing you to calculate the budget for your next hire minus the hassle. If you find yourself saying, I can't afford to hire, or need to create your hiring budget, this is the tool for you. Go to hirebreakthrough.com/calculator and check it out right now.
So that's the first thing. You don't have an efficient recruiting process, or you don't have a process at all. That's the thing. You need to tweak it. You need to edit it, whatever you need to do, but you need to fix it because it's one of the reasons why you're losing out on quality talent. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you're making it way too personal. And the reason that I'm saying this is because I think for founders, particularly the ones who are doing the entire process for themselves, they're letting their personal feelings stand in the way of hiring their next person. And when I say this, they may be using unconscious bias, or they just may be plain flat out bias to decide whether or not they like or dislike the candidates based off of certain actions, when they really should be remaining neutral during the entire process and communicating that to the clients. So for example, one thing is that they may not be professional whatsoever. They may be going out, checking out the candidate's resume, checking what they look like before even speaking to the person. I can't tell you what a great bias that creates because you don't know what this person can do for your company just by looking at them. That is a flat out bias. Another bias is the white glove service. I don't even know what you call this one, but I love to call it like the white halo effect or the white glove service, because what it is that this person, you identify with them in some way. So I'll give you an example. You know, Tom loves baseball. So when Tom is hiring for his next marketing manager, Tom sees that Jane is an avid baseball fan. Because of that, Tom is like, oh my gosh, Jane is perfect for this position because we have so much in common. That's too personal, and that has nothing to do with the role in question. That's another reason why you're losing out on top talent. You're not making the right decisions in your hiring process. You want to be professional throughout the entire process. Put aside the feelings that you might have and remain present and neutral during the process. And of course, if you need help and you need an expert in the process, make sure you're utilizing a team member in the process, or you might have a recruitment expert like myself and my team to help you throughout that process. So that's the second mistake that people make. They're making it too personal and too much about themselves. The third mistake that I see a lot of people making is once they hire the person in their company, they're not engaging them moving forward. Huge mistake. There's one thing to engage a candidate throughout a hiring process, but there's a different thing to engage an employee. because that's when the true work begins. This person has been hired. They are now employed by your company, by your business. And now you want to make sure that they're successful in the role and you are able to retain them and not lose out on them. It is a constant and ongoing process. The process never stops. So before you even hire somebody, think to yourself, what do I want to offer this person? And I don't mean just benefits. I don't mean like a 401k and, you know, health insurance and all things like that. What I mean is that what does your company offer this person? What does it offer them mentally? What does it offer them emotionally? Are they able to be them their true selves at your company? You want to think about all of the answers to these questions in order to retain the top talent that you seek. It is really an instrumental process. So constantly think about retention. Are you providing opportunities for professional development? Is it okay for them to have a mental health day if they're not feeling up to par? If you ever wanted to know why so many people are leaving their jobs, it's because of things like that. They feel like their company doesn't care, particularly in these larger companies where they feel siloed and they don't feel seen and they don't feel like their needs are ever heard. You have an advantage as a small business. Remember, small business is a business 100 employees or less. You have an advantage if you are a small business or startup to change the game. Particularly why? Because a lot of the rules and regulations that apply to these big corporations and organizations don't necessarily apply to you. So you can really get creative with the way that you are engaging top talent, with the things that you're providing them in order to stand out. This is what's going to make you stand out. And it is the third crucial piece of the puzzle for you to retain that top talent. So those are the three reasons why you're losing out on top talent. I can't stress how important this is. Your talent, your team, your employees, they are like the rock to your company. They're like the people that are going to help you to get to your business vision and your goals. And they are a crucial part of the process. Remember, it's a great relief to know that you have people on your team that are reliable. In order for them to remain reliable, they need your buy-in from you as the leader. So I hope this episode was extremely helpful. I hope you wrote down some tips. I want you to take back all of the things that I shared and implement it into your company. If you are not quite ready to hire yet, or you're in the early stages of the process with your startup, think about these things as you begin to prepare to grow your team. Because remember, a team of one is basically a team of none. You can't do it all yourself, and you need your team and you need that top talent in order to be impactful and get to your business vision. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please rate and review it below. And of course, stay tuned for the next episode.
Are you ready to make your next right hire but are stuck in the weeds? If so, be sure to grab the Scale Hire Roadmap. This is a resource that we developed to give you the steps to attract and hire your A-team. You can get the roadmap for yourself at hirebreakthrough.com/roadmap.
This podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by CEO Rising Creative and Greatborn Studios.